crown. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney America tonight. I think I just invented a word. Don't you love that? That's the world we live in, though, by the way, where ginormous really truly is in the dictionary. And ginormous is a word I would use to describe Super Tuesday. You know, talk about all the eggs in one basket. You get enough of these eggs, you get closer to the golden ticket, and the golden ticket is the Republican nod in the race to be president. So after all of the babies that you're holding, all of the hands you're shaking, all the autographs, all the conversations, all the town halls, you're starting to narrow. The funnel is starting to narrow. Super Tuesday will not determine who gets the golden ticket, but it certainly is one step closer, especially when it comes to places like Ohio and the delegate count overall. When you think of the 1,400 that's needed, 1,441, you got to get that number. You got to ring that bell. So Mitt Romney, he's the guy. He's like the Manchurian candidate in a way, because everybody and anybody is endorsing him. The former first lady, Barbara Bush, came out earlier in the day and talked about the campaign and how she's never seen things the way they are now and the lack of compromise and all that and how Mitt Romney's the guy. And so whether it's the rock stars of the party or the old guard or the new guard, they're coming out for Romney. Not that the other candidates don't have their supporters, but the avalanche of accolades and backing is coming in the direction of Mitt Romney. So what's interesting is Rick Santorum is in a virtual statistical dead heat in Ohio with Mitt Romney, and he's the guy, the sweater vest guy, who is really rallying the hard right, and the hard right backing him with more bucks and more conversation and more rallies. And that's why he has really started to soar in the polls. But what does it matter in the end if it's Romney? Will it matter? Does it make the race that much more interesting in the road to Tampa? I think, yeah, I'll give you that one. I think it makes it more interesting. But is this just Romney's game and we're waiting for all the pieces to fall into place so that it's Mitt Romney versus Obama and whoever's going to be on the undercard? That would be an interesting conversation to have. If it's Romney, who strengthens that ticket? If it's Santorum, if he was the big surprise, because that's happened to Romney before. If it happened twice, you would think the guy would step away from things. But if it's Santorum, who would he put on that ticket? And it's the ultimate question that we keep asking over and over again. I don't even want to ask it, but really, can any one of the candidates beat Obama? Can anybody beat him? As always, you can be a part of the conversation, 800-259-5791. But we have other fish to fry, too, and we're going to get to that in a second, talking about Iran and whether or not more diplomacy is needed or it's time to bomb and give Benjamin Netanyahu ultimately what he wants. Mitt Romney would like to be the guy who has that conversation with Netanyahu in the future. He says the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue needs to go.
We're going to have to get rid of a failed president and get someone in there that understands this economy and will go to work to help the American people have good jobs.
All right. So Obama's working on his reelection campaign, or at least the people around him are, while the Republican fight goes on into Super Tuesday. That's part of what we're going to talk about this hour. But the war of words was on between the Israeli Prime Minister and our president as they had another meeting at the White House. They seemed to put on a united front afterwards, and it didn't seem as prickly, to be honest, as other photo ops or encounters look like, but there are definite differences and there is definite tension in the room. The question is how to deal with Iran's nuclear program and how fast. What is the time frame? If you're the president, let's be honest, You don't want to deal with this now. You want to push it off till the end of November or beyond that. If you get reelected, who cares? All bets are off. You're the president. This is it. This is your final term. This is your legacy, whatever. Then you make those decisions because it does not affect you in the election. It does not affect the election. If you're the prime minister of Israel, you want this to happen now. You can hear it in Netanyahu's voice. It was a three-hour meeting. And by the way, Netanyahu and Obama both did talk to the pro-Israel lobbying group, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, on Sunday over the weekend, and they're pushing diplomacy. That's what the White House is saying. It's about the conversation. That's how you get Iran to agree to curb its nuclear program. Listen, I ask you this. Have you ever had an argument with somebody that you knew you would never win? Even if you researched, dug up points, whatever, you knew you would never win the argument. Do you think there is any way ever, that talking is going to help the situation with Iran? Is the United States, other NATO allies, are they going to get Iran to agree to dump its nuclear program? The answer is no, no, and no. Iran has decided to move in the decision, in the direction they want to move in. And, you know, we say all options are on the table. Well, the options have been on the table for a very long time. That's why Netanyahu said, Israel and America stand together, but Israel reserves the right to defend itself. And he really emphasized these words, Israel is the, quotes, master of its fate. So what is the fate of Israel? If I was living in Israel, if I was an Israeli, without a doubt, living the life in Tel Aviv that some of the people live, I would want that nuclear facility taken out. Absolutely. If I've got a family and I think they're in harm's way, you bet. I don't trust Iran. I've been watching this show for a long time, and my ancestors have been watching it, and the ancestors before them have been watching it, and the ancestors before them. Get it? Lots of history there. They know what to expect, and they're listening to Ahmadinejad constantly poke and prod and do everything that he can to punch Israel in the gut. I mean, he's goading them. He's stirring the pot. So Netanyahu is on go, and Obama is on stall. Who's right? Very clearly, there is a world of difference in what the President of the United States thinks should be done and what the Prime Minister of Israel thinks should be done. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Republicans are getting in line to ride the roller coaster with Mitt. Santorum, Gingrich, and Paul definitely on the outside, waiting in the back of the line. That's how it is, even if he's actually Romney and Santorum tied in Ohio in the poll. If I'm a betting person, I would say it's a pretty safe bet that it's Romney, unless there's a brokered convention. And this is what we said in the very beginning of the season. A lot of you poo-pooed me and said, no, it's Herman Cain and it's Rick Goodhair. It's Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. Or it's somebody else, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul. Ron Paul is very popular on this show. We've done polls and he comes out pretty much on top or near the top. And I like a lot of what Ron Paul says. I say this over and over again. I probably say it at least a couple of times a week about the smaller government, less government intrusion. I mean, I think we need some government, but we don't need the massive amount of government and government interference that we have. I agree. But I can't agree with everything down the line, especially when it comes to his stance on Iran, because I think we need to bomb that facility. The time for talk is done, dead, over. There is no conversation. There is no diplomatic way to deal with Iran. There just isn't. It's been tried over and over and over and over again. And eventually you come to that fork in the road and now all this conversation has passed. All this time has passed. All this uranium enrichment has happened. The technology is there. So do you let it continue or do you take a very hard stand in the name of preventing annihilation for Israel, problems for the United States? It really is. There is no going back. You're either going over the line or you're soft and you're standing back. Standing back. Israel has made up its mind. They've made up their decision. They want to strike Iran. But the Obama administration is saying, yeah, we're talking about the diplomacy. We don't need to do this. And I think it would be a different story if we had just passed the election. Not to be sinister, but to be a realist and to see the handwriting on the wall, plus through various channels hearing that chatter for a while now. We were talking about, you know, we were talking about the situation in Iran. Richard Clark, who was part of the Bush administration, now talks a lot on a lot of shows, whether it's politically incorrect with Bill Maher, or he's on Fox or CNN or wherever, he's a guest, and he knows defense. That was his game, of course. He talks about Iran and more specifics about the petroleum reserve and what about all boat commandos and what about the reaction. And here is his take on all of this.
You could see very quickly Iranian commandos and their small boats attacking tankers, attacking oil platforms. You could see mines being laid in the Gulf. If that starts to happen, we're going to see President Obama open up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. There would be a huge crisis in energy. If we, the United States, were bombing Iran, then I think they'd certainly want to try to do something on our homeland because we were bombing their homeland.
All right, so he says the opposite of what I'm saying. Hey, you want to go ahead and you want to do that? Then look out, because we're going to take some sort of a hit for sure. Does that worry you at all? And am I completely all wet on this? And is Ron Paul right? Is President Obama right? Because essentially they're on the same side of this, saying, whoa, diplomacy, diplomacy, diplomacy. 800-259-5791. Super Tuesday coming up. Of course, next, we know by the next time we meet on the air in our very next show, we'll be talking about the results of all the caucuses, and there's only a couple, and more primaries. There's a lot of delegates to be had. So we'll go through numbers. That's going to be the gist of it, and talk about what happened in Ohio and in Georgia. Did Newt Gingrich pick up Georgia? What happened with Rick Santorum, what happened in Virginia, Ron Paul and Mitt Romney, what happens there. A new poll out shows that Romney is the better choice, better than, better than Jeb Bush and better than Sarah Palin or Chris Christie. Isn't that interesting? Because those are some of the, I'll call them rock star names that have been mentioned on the Republican side. Jeb Bush's name comes up all the time. Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush, broker convention, maybe he'll be the guy. Wasn't he supposed to be the guy in the first place? It wasn't supposed to be his brother, the then governor of Texas, and all that sort of stuff. So the Washington Times printed this, and they say that Romney and Santorum head into Super Tuesday, essentially tied up, you know, in the poll of Republican primary voters nationwide. But they also found that there wasn't a lot of appetite for the Republicans to wait until a convention to settle things, that they needed to settle this now. And even if they had choices like Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey or the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin or Jeb Bush, they all stick with Mitt Romney. They don't veer off and say, oh, okay, brokered convention, if we could do that, sure. So here's some other interesting fodder for you. I'm going to throw some more logs on the fire here. To me, this is the stuff leading up to it is what's interesting to see how it plays out. So Romney led Santorum 25.5% to 25.3% out of 500 likely voters, well within that margin of error. That's why this statistical tie. Ron Paul, the congressman of Texas, had 13.5%, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich had 11%. And then 3% people named someone else. 22%, this is the kick, 22% were unsure. So people want to take a test drive. They want to kick the tires. That's what that poll shows. That they want to still make sure, they want to look around a little bit. I mean, are they ready to buy or, you know, are they ready to buy or not? Are they ready to say, let's just settle this, boom, I don't have the desire to see this go on and on and on and on and on. You know, Gingrich and Paul still keep on ticking. They keep competing, trying to make something happen. But most people think it's a two-man race between Romney and Santorum. Am I wrong? Two-man race between these two guys. And I wouldn't have called Santorum in the beginning. I paid attention to him, but I wouldn't have said he was the last guy standing against Romney. Mm-mm. I wouldn't have picked that at all. In fact, when things were really going well for Kane, I would have said Kane has a pretty good chance of not necessarily winning the ticket, but being right up there with Mitt Romney. So what is it about Romney that makes him the guy? Because he's successful? Because he's what? Is he the business acumen? Is the thing that makes him different from the president? What is it about? What is it about Mitt Romney that has people carrying the water for him? What is it that he's got a record where he's at least to the best of our knowledge, there's no skeletons dancing around in his closet? Is it that he can pull in maybe some of the middle of the road people? See, for my money, Romney says that will say anything to get picked, to get elected. I mean, but that's a politician, right? That's a politician. In business, you got to please the client. You want to keep the client. You want to grow the business. In politics, you want to get the constituents to vote for you. You want to get them out. You want to rally them. You want to get elected. You want to get elected. You want a seat at the table. So that's the deal. Who wants the seat in the worst way? It's Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's the guy who wants it the most. But will he ultimately get it? Be the right choice. Hey, coming up on the flip side, Bad Boys.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you listen to nothing else that I've been spouting off about, I think you really want to pay attention to this one. In my bad boys file, Wall Street bonuses. We hate hearing about Wall Street guys making a ton of money, don't we? I'm a capitalist, and I can't stand to hear what their bonuses are. Do you know that their bonuses fell 25% in 2011? Yep. The numbers were released on Monday. A watchdog estimated, a fiscal watchdog estimated that it was a less severe drop than they had actually anticipated, but it's still a pretty big blow to some of the wallets and to the economies of New York City and New York State, because you got to remember this, these guys who are making tonneau jack are spending tonneau jack in those two places, so, and getting taxed on it too. Compensation experts say that it's pretty important because in the security industries, employees, when they plunge 30 to 40%, that's big. So declines in bonuses would be felt. And the state comptroller, who has forecasted that there'd be a shrinkage, say it's down to 121,150 per person. So profits earned by Wall Street firms were estimated by the Independent Budget Office, ready for this, at $10.5 billion for 2011. That's a drop from $27.6 billion in 2010. Oh, let me cry some crocodile tears for those bad boys. For New York, it's not great, though. For Gotham, it's not great. And how much do you think of a chunk of cash? $27.6 billion is a lot of money. And to go from that to the 10.5, that you're talking about jobs that got dumped, 4,300 jobs, wages, bonuses, all that kind of stuff. So they're saying it's going to fall like 7.5%. Well, just Mayor Bloomberg, he's going to have to make up the difference. He can afford that, right? And you know what's going to happen? These are the bad boys, right? But the tax revenue, they're going to have to make up for it somehow. They got to figure out how are they going to make this money up. Got to figure out a way to do that. And speaking of Bad Boys, since we're on the road to finance, which cures all evils for some and creates evils for others. U.S. banks, did you know this, have about $80 billion of exposure to Spain, Italy, Portugal, Ireland, and Greece. Let me say that again. $80 billion. Spain, Italy, Portugal, Ireland, and Greece. Not good. Not good. Let's hope that we don't see all the countries that I just mentioned totally plunge into complete darkness, because if they do, then we will all pay the price for that. We will all pay the price for it. All right, continuing down the same road of Bad Boys, what's up with those thieves and the Girl Scouts we told you about in Houston? I just think it's like one of the worst stories I've seen. Now more people are starting to catch on and chatter about not just the Thin Mints and all of that. Instead, talking about the fact that that's like the lowest of low to steal. That's like stealing from the church plate, to steal from the Girl Scouts at a Walmart near Houston. Just selling cookies, minding their own business. Guy walks up, how much? Then he grabs the $200 and runs to a getaway car. And what I love is the Girl Scouts decided to fight back. One of the Girl Scouts, in her 9th year as a Girl Scout, ran after the guy. I say 9 years because, you know, that means she's like super chick. She's like a Powder Puff Girl, only in green with the Girl Scout sash. So she ran after the guy and even held onto the car when it drove away. And I mentioned this before on a previous show, but the car brushed by her. And, I mean, how awful. So the two guys, the two bad boys, are still at large. But they were in a black Camry. The license plate was covered. And you can bet that everybody in Houston is trying to find out who these two guys are. I think they're going to end up getting the donations to make up for the missing money. But I just cannot believe that is the lowest of low. I mean, how much of a jerk are you when you steal from kids? I mean, what a low life you are to do that. Oh, why? I mean, that is hardcore. I mean, tough guys toughing over some Girl Scouts. Oh, brutal. I mean, they are the ultimate bad boys, because that's just the height of stupidity, isn't it? All right, this is a great bad boys story, a great bad boys story. You're going to love this. Lenny Dykstra. Probably should have started with nails. I watched this guy as a kid. He is now going to be wearing orange, not red. Used to be a Philly. Nope. 3 years in a California prison for Lenny Dykstra. Oh, how low can you go? So he was sentenced after he pled no contest to grand theft auto and providing a false financial statement. And here's what happened. The judge sentenced him after refusing to allow him to withdraw his plea and said the scam to lease high-end autos from dealerships by providing information that was bogus and claiming credit through a phony business showed extensive planning and sophistication, that he obviously didn't have the money to get the cars and that he was criminal. He's had a lot of problems with the law. The prison sentence is just another sad, sad nail in the career coffin for nails. I mean, terrible. He was rambling. He was pleading. He was begging for probation. He says he's tried to make amends. This was in court for his transgressions. And he just went on and on. And the judge was not buying any of it. So he will get credit for time served, but he's going to do at least a year or so, maybe 2 years, who knows. He pled not guilty to 25 counts after police arrested him and found coke, ecstasy, synthetic human growth hormone, and this happened last April. So the plea changing thing, I think, kind of threw the judge and probably threw him into the deep end of the pool. He changed the plea in October to no contest, and in exchange they dropped 21 counts. But then you've got this other thing about the co-signer and the dealerships and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And how low can you go? I mean, this was a guy who made a pretty good chunk of change in his day, and he just blew through it. At one point, he filed for bankruptcy, I guess a few years ago. I remember they did a Real Sports story on him, and he owed like $31 million and had only $50,000 in assets. So what prosecutors said after that one is that he sold or got rid of stuff that was worth $400,000, and he had a mansion that was worth $19 million. I mean, this is a guy who had a 12-year career, who won a World Series with the Phillies. He was played for the Phillies and the Mets, and he's just pled not guilty to also to indecent exposure charges for exposing himself to women he met on Craigslist. What is wrong with nails? Oh, maybe he needs to do a little time. So he's the ultimate bad boy. There is one quick last one that I will put on the list, and it's a sad story out of Ohio. A fire chief in northeast Ohio said that a drug lab in the room of a nursing home resident caused a fire that killed one person and injured six others. And the fire chief says that a man died Monday following a Sunday night fire at the nursing home's Park Haven nursing home, and they were making, the lab was making meth. And there were three people that lived there, two non-residents that had to be hospitalized, two people treated at the scene. So you get it, wrong place, wrong time, place explodes. And this is a place that, you know, was housing maybe 40 people. And so they, I guess they assumed that who's going to look for them there, and they could get away with that. But ultimately, because they were clumsy or didn't know what they were doing, or well, for whatever reason, that the by doing that, the lab fire sent all those people into peril, including the one that died. So another bad boy. This was in Ashtabula, Ohio, where this happened. Oh, terrible. Awful. Awful, 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 awful. So here's the deal. If you have any candidates for bad boys, send them to me. You know how to do it. I always say this. The roads to this show lead through the website, which is americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Doesn't have to be somebody famous like Lenny Dykstra. It could be some story that you heard about in your neck of the woods. I'll check it out, and it actually might make the air as a bad boy. We do them every once in a while. Have to have collectively enough bad boys, I think, to go through it. We had, I even left a few off. We had some pretty good ones this time around. Especially if fools going into a go into an assisted living place and do that. Oh, the Girl Scout guys. Oh, how low can you go for $200? $200, what were they thinking? Odds and ends on the flip side.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 15 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky.
Speaking of standing by, a lot of people are standing by their man. Eric Cantor said the other day that he was endorsing Mitt Romney. A slew of Republican congresspeople and senators are thrown in to the Romney fold. And Barbara Bush, the former first lady, says, yeah, give me some Romney. She went on to say it's been the worst campaign that she's ever seen in her life. And remember, Barbara Bush has been through quite a few campaigns between her husband, her son, and everything in between. The Bush family, going back to Prescott, they have a long history of campaigns. And once she married George, she married into that political family, and they were off to the races right from the very, very beginning. She's saying that the campaign was just too ugly. She doesn't like it. She thinks it's too bad, and she's for Mitt Romney. And she says she guesses her husband is, and she said, I'm endorsing him for George, but there I go again. And she says, you know, let's work together, get something going. I think Mitt Romney could do that. I think he could make something happen. And then she talked about the whole political infighting thing and how, you know, crazy it is. So there's a lot of back and forth name calling, throwing words around, because Super Tuesday is now upon us, and it's about getting as many delegates as possible, and this is a great opportunity to do that when they're growing on trees. When you have like 400 possibilities and change, you're going to be out there trying to wage war. For Newt Gingrich, he was doing it by saying gas prices. So he hammered Romney on that and saying, you know, if you're Mitt Romney, you're rich enough, you don't get it. It doesn't matter. Because he can afford the prices at the pumps as he continues to say he's friends with guys that own NASCAR teams and whatnot. But that's not so much what Gingrich is talking about. He's talking about gas prices that he can't relate because he's got so much bloody money. How could he possibly relate to somebody focusing on $2.50 or less a gallon? Off the air, Matt Johnson and I were talking about this. Do you remember what's the lowest? And this is going to be hard for some of you, and I hope that you're alive and thriving so you can call me. But do you remember the lowest amount that you ever paid for gasoline? Do you remember pulling in somewhere what you paid for gas? 800-259-5791. Sunoco in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. When I was a teenager, I remember paying, I want to say, I don't know, less than a buck. I think that it was probably about 80 cents, something like that, 80 cents a gallon. 80 cents a gallon now would be like manna from heaven. Matt, what do you remember paying? What do you remember the lowest that you paid?
I think it was around 90 cents. It was back when I started driving in the late 90s. And gas was pretty, it was, you know, 96-ish, 97. There was a time when gas was under a dollar for a while. I don't know if it ever hit the 80s. Maybe it went to 89 cents, but 89, 90, 91, something like that. That was probably the cheapest I ever paid.
Wow. That's crazy good now. Can you imagine if you're paying that now?
And it's stealing right now.
It is. It's stealing. And it's like you and I were saying that when people take, now if somebody takes a road trip, and I don't care if it's a girl's weekend away, I don't care if it's a bunch of guys going to visit a college buddy, you know, pick your poison, whatever it is. But whatever trip you go on now, you are obligated to pony up some money for the person who's driving. Because now it's more of a thing. You know, you're going fishing and you're all throwing your gear in the car, the SUV, whatever. You got to like buy them a steak dinner or something if you're not going to pony up for money for gasoline because it's just that high. Mike in Connecticut, thanks for the call. Mike, you remember the lowest you ever paid?
Yeah, I hope you're sitting down.
I'm ready.
Hello. Yeah, good. It was 28 cents a gallon. Okay.
No way.
I'm sorry. I'm 62. First of all, I got a great show.
Thanks.
Okay, and I was living in Florida, and I would drive my VW Beetle from Florida up to Connecticut. It cost me $30, okay, 28 cents a gallon. Swear on my kid's head, I'm telling you the truth.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
Oh.
But I tell you something, 28 cents a gallon, 30 bucks was like two-thirds of a week's pay, okay, because minimum wage was $1.05 back then.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so, you know, it's kind of all relative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but 30 bucks to go from Connecticut to Florida? Oh, yeah. That's crazy. That's cheap.
That included the tolls.
Oh, Mike, I hate you. That's a great story.
Please. I love you, Kate. Don't hate me.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. I love that story, actually. That's great. Thank you. 28 cents. Kevin in Kentucky, can you beat that, 28 cents a gallon?
No, I cannot. I remember filling my mini bike up for 29 cents.
29 cents, so that's still good. So you ask your pop for a couple of dollars, and that's like you can go buy treats with that. Go buy a pop and some candy bars or whatever, and then still put gas in there.
Yeah, exactly. I was mowing grass to do that. Hey, going back to them bad boys,
yeah.
I heard that they was, instead of getting them big bonuses, they just got a regular salary. Is that true? Or, you know?
Yeah, get a regular salary. Like, for you and I, we'd be loving it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give me that regular salary. We could buy all the gas we want.
Exactly.
Kevin, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
That was great. Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay, can you top Mike or Kevin?
No, I can't, actually. But I got a couple things to tell you. First off, I remember for $5 being able to get a pack of cigarettes and filling up my tank.
$5. Now, cigarettes for like a carton of cigarettes. What's a carton of cigarettes now? It's like $100? It's crazy.
No. Well, in Kentucky, they're cheaper. I live in Tennessee, but when I drive through Kentucky, that's where I buy my cigarettes. They're, for a carton of Marlboro, they're $48 altogether.
Wow.
But I was getting my tax stuff together for my truck. And in the back of the filing cabinet, there was a fuel receipt from 1994. And I pulled it out, and I looked at it. For a one fill-up on the truck, it was $156 from 1994. And now, to fill this truck up today, it's $825. And that lasts me a day and a half.
Oh, that's staggering.
And the per mile pay was not that much in difference from today from 94.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I just wanted to weigh in and let you know that, man, that's just so much of an increase over the years for diesel.
Yeah, I'm glad you found that receipt. That's like a walk down memory lane. 156.
I just wish it was still there.
Oh, no kidding. You'd be making a great profit then, for sure, Jay. Both hands on the wheel. Thanks for the call. I love that. 156. Think of the truck, too. Like he said, it only lasts a day. Over $800. Man, that's crazy. And then, see, Jay has said this before. It's so true. That's what gets passed on to all of us when you go to the grocery store and you have sticker shock. And you're just buying a couple of things, and you look up, and all of a sudden, you know, you've spent over $100, and you hardly have anything. You don't have any meat. You just have a bunch of a cereal and milk and eggs or something. And they say, man, where's the beef? Who can afford the beef? We're going to all be eating ramen noodles. But I still can't touch Mike. Like, mine was less than a dollar, and so was Matt's. Remember the cheapest that you've ever paid for gas. Shoot it to me, americatonight.net.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.